Like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at AmFam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
KOKK and live here for Miller again for some girls hoops tonight as the Winter Warriors coming down to take on the Miller Wrestler girls. We do want to thank our sponsors here, which we set up our pregame show here. Our area sponsors include Shooters and Woolsey, Farmers Cashway Jewett Center, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, Huron Community Campus, Burns Manufacturing in Lexington, Pastrallo General Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Car Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Advanced Collision in Miller, Real Estate Connection, Boss Boutique in Huron, South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. Gary Zalatoglass will bring us our post-game show, and any scoreboard updates will be brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Might get you a Tiger Girls update as they, of course, play on the road West River. They will start, well, they're scheduled to start the same time we are, although they're going to start probably at 8 o'clock. We're going to start here a little early as we're about 8 or 9 minutes from tip-off here in Miller. Again, getting underway a little early as you take a look at the clock right now, set a little bit ahead of that 8 o'clock tip-off time. So, we'll be on here shortly. Again, our area sponsors, Miller sponsors, include Miller Press, Nelson Seed, Highlight Steakhouse, American Family Insurance of Miller, and Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson, CPA firm. So, again, welcome to Miller Girls Hoops tonight on Dakota Sports. Miller Wrestlers hosting the Winter Warriors. Again, the Tiger Girls will play over on Tiger 95 at 1340 KIJV as they make the West River swing. They got rescheduled earlier this year. They will play Monday and Tuesday tonight and tomorrow night. West River, and those games, of course, both over on Tiger 95 at 1340 KIJV. Here on 1210 AM, KOKK in Miller for some girls basketball. Well, now let's send it back to the studios for a couple of minutes. When we return, more pregame show. We're going early on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Stop into Farmers Cashway Jewett Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Jewett Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cashway Jewett Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Jewett Center store.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your...
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Although they were off to a 5-1 start, had a rough go the last five games. Lost to Sully Buttes at home by 40, lost to Northwestern on the road by 5, lost to Crow Creek on the road by 9, lost to Chamberlain here by 4, and then McLaughlin a loss by 15 going back here just a couple of days ago. That one actually on the road. But the Rushmore girls, five losses in a row after a 5-1 start. They come in tonight with a record of 5 wins and 6 losses. For the Winter Warriors, they come in 8 wins and 5 losses on the season. And right now in the region, it's, of course, too early to definitely to look ahead to the postseason here, but boy, they are in a tough one. There are the Winter Warriors. Right now, 8 wins and 5 losses on the year. They currently sit 4th right now in Region 7. Taking a look at their season thus far. Again, 8 wins, 5 losses on the year. They started off with a win, picked up a win on the road at Wagner, lost a couple, Burke South Central and Sully Buttes, that tough Sully Buttes team figuring in again. Then they went 4 in a row, picked up wins over Parkston, Bonham, Hill City, and Chamberlain. Lost to Todd County, a couple of wins in there with Gregory and Valentine, Nebraska. To West Central on the road in Madison, that DSU Classic, went on the road and beat Bennett County and then lost their last one to Pine Ridge. So coming back here against Miller, 8 wins and 5 losses on the year for the Winter Warriors. Let's take a look at the lineup here for the Warriors. They'll have off the bench Alexis Ritchie, Elizabeth Duffy, Grace Lidow, Gabriel Kocher, Bella Swedlin, Sydney Bonet, Madison Demon, Abby Martz, Morgan Hammerbeck, Kyron Meek, and Brecken Nagel. Starting 5 for the Winter Warriors. Number 4, 5'8" senior Chloe Martels. Number 10, 5'7" junior Madison Frazier. Number 14, 5'6" senior Samantha Schuyler. Number 42, 5'10" senior Rachel Sherman. And number 44, 5'9" senior Sydney Hollenbeck. The Winter Warriors will wear purple unis with yellow or gold numbers. Now over to the Miller Rustlers. They will have off the bench Aaron Monker, Rachel Olenmuller, Brooke Sargent, Abby Kettlehunt, and Elise Brooks. Starting 5 for Aaron Schlechter and his Miller Rustlers. Number 12, a 5'9 sophomore, a 5'9 freshman, Bonnegale Schlechter. Number 20, a 5'9 junior, Tiana Pawlowski. Number 22, a 5'7 senior, Shaylee Wardle. Number 30, a 5'10 freshman, Katie Fernholz. And number 34, a 5'10 junior, Annie Keeter. Rustlers will wear the home whites tonight. That's going to just about do it for the break. For one final time out for the national anthem, when we return, your officials and tip off. It's Winter at Miller. KOKK.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller. Stay informed on what's happening at Huron Community Campus. Text the word campus to 42330. Receive messages for upcoming meetings, announcements, events, and cancellations. Text the word campus to 42330 and receive automatic messages about Huron Community Campus. Great for students or anyone interested in campus activities. For the latest Huron Community Campus information, text campus to 42330.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Well, we made it through the holiday specials, so what's up now at Prostrello's in Huron? Well, for starters, we have a few 2016 models that have to go. Here's a Chevy Malibu, loaded and supplier priced, plus 0% for 60 months, only $386 per month. Get a Chevy half-ton Cruze Z71, discounted over $10,000, only $39,822. A Chevy three-quarter-ton Cruze with the Duramax diesel, supplier priced at $54,210. We'll see you at Prostrello Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Senior, and we will counter with, I think that's Danny Keeter, yep, number 34. Set for tip-off here, again, getting underway quite a bit earlier than we expected, but underway nonetheless, and the opening tip won by the Miller Rustlers. Daily Whittle on the backcourt on the right wing for Pawlowski. Pawlowski down on the right corner for Vonnegut Schlechter. A couple of freshmen in the starting lineup for the Rustlers. Two freshmen, two juniors, and a senior. Top of the key, here's one of those senior in Shaley Wirtle. Pass left side, and now tipped out of bounds by the Warriors. So Miller will inbound, trying to score first. 15 on the shot clock. Still time for the Rustlers to work the offense. Pass in the paint, Keeter's shot redirected, and it bounces all the way out to Wirtle at the top of the key. She'll fire for three, no good. Offensive rebound, Keeter puts Atkins in. We'll make sure that that was the situation. We know 2-0 Miller, they're even taking a minute to put it on the scoreboard just to make sure it was Keeter. Here's Bartels on the other side. She'll throw up a runner in the lane, no good. Offensive rebound and a putback by Sydney Hollenbeck, and she'll mount us at two. With 7:10 to play in the opening quarter. Pawlowski on the wing right side. Top of the key for Vonnegut Schlechter. A minute gone, tied at two. Right wing now, Pawlowski down in the right corner for Schlechter. Schlechter dribbles out of the corner around to Wirtle. Left wing for Pawlowski. Pawlowski at the free throw line for Fernholz. Katie Fernholz, the drive, banks one in off the window. So Fernholz will make it 4-2 Rustlers, and across the timeline is Madison Frazier. Frazier on the left wing, now stuck on the baseline, and here's a foul called on Millers. I thought they had Hollenbeck trapped down there, but they're going to call a foul on Tiana Pawlowski. Pawlowski's first of the game, in fact. Rustlers will set up for defense as the Warriors inbound. Lob on the wing left side for Skyler. Skyler down in the corner. Here's a three halfway down the can, popped out. A couple of players on the deck after the rebound. I thought it was a jump ball. The official came in. Yeah, it is jump ball, and it'll stay with winner. Warriors at 8-5. Rustlers 5-6, but the Rustlers trying to come back off a five-game losing skid. Pass inside and a layup for Hollenbeck. Tied at four, 6:10 to play first.
sideline, one of those two freshmen in the starting lineup, outside for Wirtle. Wirtle up near the timeline, right wing for Pawlowski. Pawlowski in the corner for Schlechter. Schlechter dribble out of the corner, beats Fernholz in the post, shot rattles out, halfway down McCann again. Sherman the rebound. Ahead to Frazier on the wing. Frazier drives all the way to the rack, goes lefty off the window. First two of the night for Frazier, makes it 6-4 winner. 5:37 to play first quarter. Fernholz, nice work inside, throws up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound and another look for the Rustlers. Here's Schlechter on the drive. Leaves it outside for Pawlowski. Pawlowski on the right wing, holding, now on the dribble. Flings it out to Schlechter, cross court, Wirtle left wing, back up top for Vonnegut. Pawlowski on the right side, inside to Keeter, turns and fires, 10-footer no good. Rebound picked up by Winner. On the right wing, here's Bartels. Bartels goes baseline, nice feed inside, the bucket and one for Rachel Sherman. Nice dish to Sherman, she converts and will set for a free throw. It's another foul on Pawlowski, so that's her second. They'll have to get her out of there. That'll bring Abby Kettlehut in. Free throw on the way and good for Sherman. So Sherman will make it 9-4 Warriors, and now an over and back as the Rustlers, Wirtle try to leave it back for Fernholz. Fernholz had already crossed the timeline, so tried her best, but couldn't make it work. 9-4 Warriors, and now Winner, another chance to add on to this 5-point lead. Give and go inside for Bartels, knocked away. And last touch by the Rustlers. Madison Frazier to inbound for Winner. Frazier ready to bring it in. Bouncer into Sherman. Sherman from 6 feet to soft touch. Sherman's got 5 to lead Winner, and it's 11-4, and now the Warriors a little bit of light three-quarters court pressure. Here's Wirtle across the timeline. Leave it off for Pawlowski inside Fernholz, inside the free throw line. Attended feed for Keeter is knocked out of bounds. Well, we'll get underway a little bit early tonight. 4:34 to play, in fact, in the opening quarter, as we're still 7:47. Shot clock, I think, as the officials come to the table. Oh, we forgot about the officials, didn't we? South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection brings us the reading of the officials of the law on the floor tonight. Corey Edson, Louis Young, and Kyle Kurth. Again, Corey Edson, Louis Young, and Kyle Kurth. Your law on the floor, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, the Consumer Protection Division. Officials doing a pretty good job early on here tonight. There's a shot redirected. Nice clean block there. No, good no call. See, we talk about the officials. They make a good call. 11-4 Warriors. Winner working on the offensive end. Here's a baseline jumper. No good for Frazier. And the rebound down to Keeter. Keeter ahead. Here's Woodle across the timeline. Miller going to work. Trailing by 7. Midway point of the opening quarter. Inside Fernholz. Lefty flips it up and in. Katie Fernholz with a couple of baskets. 11-6 Winner. Top of the key, here's Frazier. Frazier on the dribble. To the wing, right side, pass inside, tip knocked away. Knocked away by Vonnegut Schlechter. Picked up by Abby Kettlehut. Kettlehut inside, Fernholz, spin move, shot is in. Back-to-back baskets by Katie Fernholz. She's got a half dozen. Rustlers back to within 3 at 11-8. Madison Frazier on the point for the Warriors. Left wing back to Frazier. 3 ball, rims out. Rebound picked up by Fernholz. Fernholz slowly across the timeline for Wirtle. Now left wing to Vonnegut Schlechter. Fernholz back outside again. On the drive is Kettlehut. Back outside. Here's a 3 ball. Got it. A 3. Good. From the freshman, Vonnegut Schlechter. That'll tie us at 11. With 3 minutes to play in the first. So the winner, Warriors, a 9-0 run. Miller an 8-0 run to come back to tie. And here's a miss by Winner, rebounded by Keeter. Fernholz just inside the free throw line. The jumper is true, and Fernholz is heating up. She's got 8. It's 13-11. Miller back on top. 2.5 to play first quarter. Warriors then inside for Sherman. Down in the corner, now on the left wing, a drive by Bartels all the way to the basket, but can't hit. Rebound Fernholz. Fernholz off and running for the Rustlers. We'll stop on the wing right side for Wirtle in the corner. She'll direct a little traffic cross court for Vonnegut Schlechter. Schlechter inside to Kettlehut. Kettlehut lost it on the deck, kicks it out to Wirtle. Wirtle inside. Fernholz the spin move again, came up short this time. Rebound Hollenbeck, and Winter a chance here to get it back to even as they trail 13-11. Here's a three for the lead. Came up short. Rebound Kettlehut. Kettlehut has it knocked away. Bartels will chase it down and Winter will hold. Handoff for Frazier. Young point goes to work for Winter. The handoff to Bartels. Bartels on the wing left side for Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck the drive. All the way to the rack. Had it knocked away. Found it on the baseline. Cross court pass. Kicked and knocked out of bounds by Wirtle. Winter going to check in some reserves. Bella Swedland will check in. 34 is Morgan Hammerbeck. And here's an offensive foul on Winter. Foul away from the ball is on Rachel Sherman. It'll be Sherman's first. Also checking in will be 33 Abby Martz. Minute and a half to play, opening quarter, 13-11, Miller by two, Rustlers with the ball after the offensive foul on Winter, their team's first foul of the night. Out on the left wing, here's Aaron Monker into the game for Miller. Monker on the right wing for Kettlehut. Abby the drive, out to Wirtle in the corner. Now inside to Keeter, back outside, Wirtle for three. Back iron, pops all the way out to Madison Frazier at the free throw line. Frazier off and running, coast to coast, stripped by Wirtle. Shaley to the other end, going right at Bartels. The dribble, though, came up high, and Bartels comes up with the steal. They give it, and they take it away. A corner three, no good. Couple of players on the rebound. Madison Frazier missed on the three. Couple of players tied up. A jump ball is called. As Fernholz got tied up with Abby Martz. Jump ball will go to Miller. 50 seconds to play opening quarter. Miller 13, Winter 11. Inbound, here's Wirtle, try the timeline across to Fernholz. Fernholz to the right corner. Lob down to Kettlehut, back to Fernholz, long two, no good. Rebound grab by Bella Swedland, and now a foul going to be called on the Rustlers. I think that's on Aaron Monker. It will be her first. So 38 seconds remaining. Miller couldn't get another possession here out of the shot clock. 13-11, Miller leads. Winter on the offensive. Right corner, it's Swedland. Taking baseline. Shut down by the double. Swings it out to Swedland. Back in the corner. Here's a three. And that one good for Bella Swedland. Just like that, the Warriors take the lead 4-3. And the Rustlers will get a possession. Here's Wirtle. Had it knocked away, but luckily tipped it ahead to Monker. Here's Monker for three. No good. Rebound Winter. Warriors lead by one, a chance to add on, final seconds of the opening quarter, and a travel call on Winter. Caught in the corner was Morgan Hammerbeck, and Hammerbeck didn't put it on the floor fast enough as she saw an opening on the baseline. 4.7 seconds remain first quarter, 14-13, Winter by one. Wirtle has it knocked away, another steal, here's a one from half court at the window is no good. And that's it for a quarter of Girls Hoops in Miller. After one quarter, Winter 14, Miller 13. Back in a minute on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Hey, it's a new year. How about a new home? Contact Real Estate Connection in Huron for listings, or you can also follow Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram. It's a new year. Get a new home with Real Estate Connection in Huron.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dakota Sports.
out of their last three. There's a pass into Payne Hollenbeck back outside. Another corner three. Frazier's good from downtown. Frazier with five. The lead back to four for the Warriors, 17-13. 7.5 to play here, quarter number two. Wirtle just about having it knocked away. Now it is knocked away, and it's stolen by Sidney Hollenbeck. A couple of players getting after the ball, and I think we're going to have a Miller foul. It'll be Erin Monker, and that'll be her second. So she's got two. Pawlowski has two. And that's all four of the Miller team fouls. 7:31 to play quarter number two. 17-13, winner by four is, you know, Pawlowski will check back in. Next stoppage. Warriors go to work. Here's Bartles down in the corner for Frazier. Frazier, nice feed inside, but Fernholz gets out in front of it, knocks it away. Comes Pawlowski back on. She'll replace Monker, so Pawlowski comes back in. She's got two personal fouls as well, so watch her P's and Q's, if you will. Here's a three on the wing from Bartels. No good. Rebound knocked out. They're going to say it's off Miller. So winner will get a fresh shot clock here as Madison Frazier brings it in the corner to Sherman. Back out to Frazier. Three ball came up long, and the rebound knocked out, and that is off winner. Sidney Hollenbeck trying to get after it for the Warriors. Minute gone, second quarter. 6:59 to play to the break. 17-13. Winner by four as the Rustlers across the timeline. Here's Pawlowski. Jump stop on the right wing. And shot fake. Would not pull the trigger. Here's Wirtle to Pawlowski on the right wing. She'll step up for three. Came up short. Rebound Sidney Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck ahead to Frazier. Frazier down in the corner. Wirtle just about took it away. They clear it back out to Madison Frazier. Frazier, left side of the free throw line, extended off to Hollenbeck. Nice feed to Sherman. Sherman back outside they go. Kick back out to Samantha Schuyler. Here's Schuyler just left of the top of the key to drive. Here comes the double. Back up top for Frazier. Frazier the drive. Got a screen. Tried to leave it off for Sherman. And a foul called on Millen. Foul will go on Abby Kettlehut. So Kettlehut's first, team's fifth. 6:15 to play, second quarter. Warriors lead 17-13, and now a free throw here from Frazier. First is up, back iron pops out, no good. Winner is one for two from the line. Miller yet to shoot a free throw as Peter checks out. Let's see who came back in. Miller, Winner made some changes as well. Frazier with one more free throw here. Got 5 points on the night, a two and a three. Knocks down the second free throw. Leads all scorers with, or leads her team, I should say, with six, as Katie Fernholz already has eight. Here's a ball knocked away, and a steal by the Warriors. Shot inside, though, by Swedlund. It's no good. Miller, the rebound, stolen right away. Taken back by Hammerbeck. Here's a 10-footer on the baseline, no good for Frazier. Offensive rebound, Swedlund. Putback is no good. This time the rebound to Fernholz, and now a foul called on Winter. I thought that was going to be a jump ball the way they made it look, but a foul instead on Coley Bartels. Second team foul on Winter. 18-13 Warriors by five. Kettlehut attacking on the offensive end. Ran right into Hollenbeck, and Hollenbeck swats it into the hands of Bartels, and we're going the other way. Bartels down in the corner. Here's another three, and it's good. That one from Morgan Hammerbeck, putting the hammer down as the Warriors lead by eight. Their biggest lead of the night, 21-13. A three on the wing. Pawlowski off the window, no good, but an offensive rebound. Fernholz tried the reverse layup, won't go, but she tips the rebound out to Pawlowski. Miller will get a fresh shot clock and another look. 5:20 to play, second quarter. Winner has built an eight-point lead. Right side of the free throw line, a jumper good for Vonnegut Schlechter. Schlechter with five for the Rustlers. Miller's winner's lead is six. Pull up three, top of the key, no good for Bella Swedlund. Rebound comes out to Miller. Here's Kettlehut ahead to Wirtle. Wirtle drives, stops, pops, shot no good. Rebound out to Bartles. Had it knocked away, picked up by Swedlund. And either way, the Warriors will have the board. A pass inside, tipped up by Fernholz and stolen away. Here's Pawlowski the other way. Sets up right wing. There's Wirtle at the top of the key. Frazier out to defend. Left wing Kettle Hunt. Inside for Fernholz. Fernholz at the free throw line. Back outside. Pulowski another three. It's back iron. It popped out. No good. And now a foul going to be called on Miller. Vonnegut Schlechter on the rebound. That'll be six on the Rustlers. So next foul will put Winner at the bonus for the remaining 4:24 of the first half. Winner 21, Miller 15. Let's see, Winner made some changes again. We'll see if they bring anybody in for the first time tonight. It looks like they did number 20. We'll get to that in just a moment. Here's a shot off back iron. Pops out, no good, but Holland back there to clean it up. 20 is Gabriel Kocher. The Rustlers at the offensive end trailing by 8. 23-15, Winner leads, midway point of quarter number 2. There's Kettle Hunt at the top of the key for Miller, just inside the 3-point line. Fernholz back outside, Pulowski for a 3, that one's good. Rustlers lead at 23-18, they trail by 5 with 3.5 left in the second. Pass inside, and a shot on the way, and no good for Gabriel Kocher. And SAC traveled, so a turnover back to the Rustlers. Checking in for the first time tonight is Gracie Littow. And they'll put a little pressure on defensively as the pass across the timeline for Fernholz breaks up that 10-second call. Here's Kettlehut on the wing, a pass tipped but collected by Pulowski. Pulowski down in the right corner for Wirtle, top of the key. Kettle Hunt just inside the free throw line. It's Fernholz back out for 3. Wirtle's 3, no good. Long rebound out to the Warriors at the free throw line. It's Swedlin. Swedlin the other way. Pull up just inside the free throw line is short. Rebound Wirtle. Here come the Rustlers. Wirtle off and running. Stops and pops from 10. High off the window. Too strong. Rebound grabbed by Hammerbeck. Hammerbeck the other way. Has it knocked away by Fernholz. And they're going to get a foul on Katie Fernholz. This will mean free throws as the Warriors now in the bonus with 2:51 remaining until halftime. Comes Bella Swedlin out as Chloe Bartle checks back in. So Morgan Hammer back at the free throw line. She'll have a 1-1 opportunity. Front end in the air. Pops out. No good. Word over rebound. Had it tied up for a moment, but Shaley comes down with it. Wirtle in the center circle for Schlechter. Right wing Pulowski looks at 3. Won't pull the trigger. Top of the key out to Kettlehut. Kettlehut on the left wing for Wirtle. Wirtle directed some traffic inside. Here's Pulowski to Fernholz at the free throw line. Fernholz backing down. Draws a double out to Wirtle for 3. Got it. Excuse me, Wirtle. Shaley Wirtle from downtown, and that'll cut it to a 2-point game. 23-21 winner. Right wing, a 3 by Kocher, and that one is good. Gabriel Kocher with her first point. Puts the lead back to 5, 26-21. Pulowski right wing, 3 ball, came up short. Offensive board goal, and how about a bucket and 1? We'll try it the old-fashioned way with Vonnegut Schlechter. Knocks down the 2, 26-23 Warriors. Schlechter with a free throw here. Foul is the 3rd of the night on the Warriors. It's the 1st on Morgan Hammerbeck. Comes Kettlehut out of the matchup for Miller. Free throw coming for Schlechter, the freshman 7 points. The extra free throw is up and good. So Schlechter converts the old-fashioned 3. 26-24, winner's lead is 2 with 2 minutes to play in quarter number, you guessed it, 2. Hollenbeck in the right corner. Top of the key, nice drive here, and a shot by Kocher, a little runner is no good. Rebound Fernholz. Fernholz will turn it up court for the Rustlers. Katie across the timeline, sees an opening into the paint, kicks it back out to Pulowski in the right corner. That's inside Fernholz, right side. She'll back her way in. Here comes the double and now a triple team. And a foul called on Winner. That'll be the 4th team foul on the Warriors. Miller will inbound with a minute 32 remaining in the first half. Fouls on Slechter ready to pass it in for the Rustlers. Slechter underneath the Miller bucket, and there's the 5-second call and a turnover back to Winter. Had to know it was awful close there as they tried the first three options and still having problems getting it in. As Winter's lead is 2, 26-24. Pass inside. Here's Kocher in close. Can't hit. Long rebound, though, collected by Hollenbeck. Right wing. Here's a three by Kocher. Got it. Gabriel Kocher with a couple of threes here in the second. 29-24, Winners lead back to 5 with a minute 5 left in the first half. Here is Wertle across the timeline, almost had it knocked away. Pass stolen away by Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck all the way to the basket, layup good. Morgan with 5, and the Warriors going to keep that pressure ratcheted up, and here's another Neal steal. Kocher does steal it. Kocher, the drive, knocked away. Wertle the steal. 45 seconds left, second quarter, 31-24. The Warriors lead is back to 7. Boy, did that happen fast. Here's a pass down to the right corner. Inside now for Schlechter, who can't hit from in close. Hollenbeck the rebound. Hollenbeck back across the timeline. Shot clock is off. 25 on the game clock. 31-24. Winner by 7. Here's Hollenbeck. On the corner for Gracie Littow. Littow will hand it off. Here's another three, and this one is no good for Kocher. Rebound here by Miller. Rustlers with a couple of seconds to work with. Long pass is knocked out, and here's the setup. 2.5 seconds until halftime. Warriors by 7. Miller will inbound underneath their own basket with 2.5 seconds remaining in the first half. Samantha Schuyler is back on for the Warriors. So here's the final play of the half. Miller needing a bucket. A two-point game has become 7. A three by Pawlowski is off the mark. And that'll do it for the first half. Here in Miller at the break. The winner, Warriors, on the road lead the hometown Rustlers. Winner 31, Miller 24. Halftime show in 3 minutes. On Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
About something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts, maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion, a hat, that's always a popular option, even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at AmFam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed in Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson, LLP, can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson, LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
Welcome back to Miller, halftime of our girls. Royals matchup here tonight in Miller. The Winter Warriors on the road here to take on the Miller Wrestlers. The Wrestlers, as I mentioned, in the pregame show and a couple times during the game, come in at 5-6 tonight, although their season started off 5-1. They've lost 5 in a row, looking to bounce back here tonight against the Winter Warriors, and they've had to consistently bounce back. They fall behind early, 11-3, got it tied back at 11. They fall behind again, 14-11, ended up getting it back to 14-13 after a quarter. They fall behind by as many as 7 in that second quarter early, got it back to 2, and then right at the end of the second quarter, the Warriors in a flurry score, 5 unanswered, end up 31-24. Warriors lead here at halftime. We have a Tiger girls game, which probably just underway over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95, so we'll try to get you a Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update on that one, and also let you know you're listening to Miller Basketball here on Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK in Huron, as we're now at 8:11, and I know what you're saying here. Hey, you told me 8 o'clock tip-off tonight. Well, that was my directions as well. I got here, they're underway, or getting underway just a little bit early, of course. Good for the schools, good for the kids, get them back as early as possible. So, JV game goes by a little quick tonight, and we're ready for basketball. We tipped off about 20 minutes in front of generally our pregame show slot. Now underway here at the break, 11 minutes past 8. Here at the break, Winter Warriors lead the Miller Wrestlers 31-24. Let's head back to the studios here for another 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at the individual numbers. The Warriors, very deep team. They went 10 deep, but boy, they got some serious production off their bench. More than just about half their points came off the bench, so we'll talk about that. We'll also get you the Miller numbers, and they got all 5 of their starters in the scoring columns. They've knocked down some threes, but have kind of consistently had to play catch-up in this game, and the problem with games like that is maybe one of those times when you need to play catch-up, you don't get that, then the lead is 15, and you find yourself in a bind. So far, the Wrestlers have been able to bounce back nicely, get it back to tied or within 1 or 2. Right now, though, it's 7 as the Warriors go on a break at the end of the second quarter. At the halftime here, Warriors 31, Wrestlers 24. Back to the studios for 2 minutes. We'll come back here, take a look at our individual numbers. We'll see if we have a Tiger update, and we'll get you ready for the second half from Miller. Here at Miller, Girls Hoops, Warriors 31, Wrestlers 24. Back in 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
Welcome back to Miller as we take a look at the first half numbers here. The Miller Wrestlers, 5-6, losers of their last 5, trying to bounce back against the Winter Warriors, coming in at 8-5. The Warriors, 31 first half points. 14 of those came off the bench. Bella Sledlund hit a 3. Gabriel Kocher hit a couple of 3s. Morgan Hammerbeck hit a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 at the break. Kocher with 6, Swedlin with 3. 14 of the 31 winner points come off the bench. They got 3 of their 5 starters scoring as well. Rachel Sherman, 5 points all in the first quarter. She's 1-for-1 from the line. Half a dozen each for Sydney Hollenbeck and Madison Frazier. Frazier 1-for-2 from the line. She knocked down a 3. Hollenbeck all her damage in the paint. And the winner Warriors, 14 of the first, 17 of the second, 31 in the first half, and they go 2-of-4 from the free throw line. Moving over to the hometown Rustlers, their 5 starters all in the scoring column. Annie Keeter at 2, 3 apiece for Tia Blowski and Shaylee Wirtle, and 8 apiece for Katie Bernholtz and Ronigel Schlechter. Schlechter knocked down a 3, went 1-for-1 from the line. Katie Bernholtz, 8 points all in the paint and all in the span of about 2 or 3 minutes in the opening quarter. So Fernholtz, they've been able to contain Fernholtz since that. We'll see if Katie can bust out a little bit in the third quarter. Miller put up 13 in the first, 11 in the second, 24 in the first half, and they are 1-for-1, just one trip to the line and one free throw in that trip, as it was the extra on the old-fashioned three-pointer. So the Rustlers definitely probably need to get themselves to the line a little bit more as they trail here 31-24, and they are just going to reset the halftime clock. We're set for the second half to get underway. So the Rustlers trailing here 31-24, and I think they will come out with the possession arrow. I guess they don't put the arrow up during the breaks, or at least up on the scoreboard. Anyway, a fresh 8 is up, set for the second half. So Miller, by way of a couple of threes in the first half, Schlechter, Pulowski, Wirtle all hit one, and Fernholz a nice run in that first quarter. They are within 7 at 31-24. Maybe I'm just not seeing it on the scoreboard. Miller has the ball by way of the possession arrow to start the second half. A fresh 8 is up, and second half is underway. Schlechter the inbounds for Wirtle. Bouncer off in the right corner for Pulowski. Pulowski tried to give it back to Wirtle. It's going to bounce in the backcourt. And an over and back. So a turnover to start the third. Warriors set to inbound. They'll bring it in the backcourt to Madison Frazier. Frazier, one of 6 Warriors to score in the first half. Again, they got 14 points off the bench. Here's Hollenbeck blocked by Keeter. Right into the hands of Pulowski. Ahead to Wirtle. Here's Wirtle across the timeline on the dribble, guarded by Frazier. Shaylee Wirtle to the wing. Fernholz left side on the baseline out by the corner. Pass up to Pulowski at the top of the key. Back to Wirtle on the right wing. Trying to set up Keeter. She'll give it to Fernholz in the corner. Fernholz hits a cutting Annie Keeter for the fucking and one. Well, I get 2 when you can get the opportunity at 3. Foul called on Sydney Hollenbeck. That'll be her first. That'll be the first of the second half, and it'll send Annie Keeter to the free throw line. Free throw is up and in. So a 3-point play to start the third. And it's a 4-point game. Warriors 31, Rustlers 27. 7:10 to play third quarter. Frazier across the timeline as winner goes to work. It's kind of been a game of runs. Rustlers an 8-0 run to get it tied once. A 7-0 run to get back within 2. And now a quick 3-0 run. And we're trying to make it 5, and they do. Bucket is good for Shaylee Wirtle. So a 5-0 run to start the third. And it's a 2-point game. 31-29 winner. Just right at the top of the key, here's Bartle, fast inside, ripped by Fernholz. Fernholz the other way, 2 steps, off the window, it's in. Winner fans wanted a travel, I think, but Fernholz pretty deliberate in her steps. Here's a drive, and a block by Fernholz. Drive by Frazier, blocked by Fernholz, knocked away, jump ball is called, and it'll go to the Warriors. Now Winner gonna wholesale change, 5 in, 5 out. I don't know if that was the plan or if Coach Larry Aker was just not impressed with what he saw. Inbound to the corner for Abby Martz. Here's a corner 3 on the way. That one no good for Swedlin. Offensive rebound puts back good for Kocher. Kocher with 8 off the bench for Winner. 33-31. Winner back up 2. And a turnover here is the pass up and over the head of Fernholz. So Winner will get it back again, and that's another one of the mistakes that gets made. The Rustlers get it back to tied or
get back to within two, and then a couple of turnovers and a couple of baskets, and then before you know it, it's seven. Here's a nice drive by Kocher. She lost it, but it's picked up by Swedlund. Swedlund throws up a runner. No good. Rebound Schlechter. Here come the Rustlers. Winner 33, Miller 31. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Pawlowski looks at three on the wing. Right side, won't pull the trigger. Up top for Wordle. Wordle on the dribble to the left wing. Guarded out there by Morgan Hammerbeck. His, again, Winner went five in, five out as Miller went on a 5-0 run to start the third. Here's Pawlowski with 10 on the shot clock. Free throw line jumper. Nope, kicked it outside. Here's Schlechter for three. No good, and a long rebound in the corner, almost saved in by Frazier. Did she save it in? Oh, they're going to get a timeout. So they'll hold the ball. 5:23 to play third quarter. Winner 33, Miller 31. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds. Back in 30 on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
To play third quarter. 33-31 Warriors. Winner on the offensive end. Hammerbeck looking at three. Nope, back outside. And no, not shy to put up the three as Bella Swedlund. Three no good, but an offensive rebound. Here's a drive by Kocher. Well, Floater is dumping in. Kocher, the soft touch. 10 for Kocher. First player in double digits is off the winner bench, and that kind of figures at 14 of their 31 first half points, and now all four of their second half points. 4:48 to play, quarter number three. Winner 35, Miller 31. Rustler's on the offensive end. Here's Keeter. Keeter working baseline. Here comes the double team. Pass back out to Pawlowski on the wing right side. Tien off to the top of the key. Off to Wordle down in the corner, trying to get it to Fernholz. Tip once, and Katie will find the handle. Top of the key. Pawlowski looks to three, won't fire. Long two by Schlechter is no good. Keeter rips down the offensive rebound. Had it knocked out of her hands by Bella Swedlund. Ball out of bounds off the Warriors. Here comes Erin Moncker in. She will replace Schlechter. 4:19 left in the third. 35-31 winner. Inbounds to Fernholz. Miller trying to get back. Here's Wordle for three. No good. Rebound tipped by Keeter, and I think they're going to get Annie for the foul. That'll be her first. That'll be Miller's, I think, their first of the second half. And it is. Corner three at the other end. Kocher, no good. Offensive rebound. Hammerbeck putback won't go. This time the rebound to Fernholz. Missed opportunity. A couple shots in close for Winner. Here's Pawlowski for three. Got it. Pawlowski's second three. And it's a one-point game. Winner 35, Miller 34. Drive by Kocher. Blocked. Knocked away by Moncker. Picked up by Wordle. And here come the Rustlers again. Wordle left side will rise up from 12. And that jumper's good. Rustlers heating up as they're back in the lead. 36-35. 3.5 to play in the third. The drive by Swedlund. And, boy, she got up in the air. Either traveled or should have been a jump ball. One of the two, she came down with the ball, but no call there. They must have thought it got knocked out of her hands. Here's Hammerbeck inside. Here comes the double. Ball tipped away. Out to Kocher for three. No good. Offensive rebound, though, by Litau. And now a jump ball is called, and the Winter Warriors will have it. 3:06 left in the third, 36-35. Miller back on top. Lob in, left side of the free throw line for March. Here's a corner three, and that one airmail for Swedlund. Rebound, Fernholz. Fernholz back across midcourt. Hand off to Pawlowski in the right corner. No, Fernholz held onto it, and getting in her way was Grace Litau. That'll be her first personal foul, second of the half for Winner. Arnold and Frazier back on.
inbound. It'll be Moncur to bring it in. In the corner for Fernholz, right side of the free throw line, Keeter. One dribble, fires up the jumper, no good. Rebound, Hammerbeck. Hammerbeck the other way, going at Wirtle in the right corner. Off on the wing for Bartles. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Moncur. Moncur slowly up court for Miller. Right wing for Pawlowski. Pawlowski trying to beat Fernholz in the post, but out to defend it. Bartles almost knocked it away, and they'll have to give it up for Shaley Wirtle. Pawlowski just about turning it over there. This winter defense has really been something. Here's Bonker just inside the free throw line. Jumper no good. Got in on her own rebound. Tied up. Bartles jump ball will go to Miller. So with 2:16 to play in the third, the Rustlers now leading 36-35. Chance to add on to that lead as they bring Fernholz over to inbound. No, they'll inbound two. Fernholz, excuse me, knocked away, but Fernholz finds the handle, turns, fires, shot rattles, and it won't go. Sat on front iron for about 2 seconds. Would not fall. Here's the other way with Frazier. Ball knocked out to Kocher. Looked at three, stepped in, long two, up and good. Gabriel Kocher with 6 in the quarter, 12 in the game. 37-36, winner back up one, and again ratcheting up the defense. Inside for Fernholz. Triple team, back out. Pawlowski for three, front iron. No good, rebound Bartles, here come the Warriors. Winner the other way, Bartles coast to coast. Left it off for Hammerbeck, who got Hammerbeck, and she'll go to the free throw line. That joke's almost too easy, right? Basketball fans appreciate that. Shaley Wirtle whistled for the foul, her first. Second on the team, free throws now for Morgan Hammerbeck. Hammerbeck 0 for 1 tonight. She's got 5 points. First free throw is going to catch a lot of iron, but it fell in. So the Warriors' lead is 2 as Kettlehut is back in. Wirtle will check out for Miller. Abby Martz coming out for winner. Another free throw here for Hammerbeck. Is in the air, halfway down the can, and pops out. Fernholz on the rebound. Minute 31 to play third quarter. Winner 38, Miller 36. On the wing, here's Moncur. Moncur inside. Fernholz leaves it on the baseline. Keeter from 10, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Miller has it. It's Kettlehut outside to Pawlowski. Pawlowski top of the key. Head of the 2-3 zone. Going to take that away. Picked by Frazier. Frazier leaves it off in the corner for Bartles, who will slow it up, and now attacks shot, blocked by Fernholz. Picked up by Pawlowski, left for Kettlehut. Kettlehut across the timeline, just right at the top of the key, pass inside, tipped and nearly stolen away, but saved there by Pawlowski. Left wing Moncur looks at three, won't fire. The drive, just inside the free throw line, she's fouled, and a couple of free throws coming for Aaron Moncur. Fouls called on Gabriel Kocher. Kocher's first is the team's third. Free throws for Moncur. First is on the way and good. So the Rustlers haven't got to the line an awful lot, but they've hit what they've got. Schlechter 1 for 1. Moncur now 1 for 1. Keeter 1 for 1. Bonker sets up for a second free throw here, trying to tie us up with 47 seconds left third quarter. Free throw is on the way. Back iron, it pops out, no good. Rebound down to Sherman. Here come the Warriors. Sherman across the timeline for Frazier. Frazier to hammer back in the corner. Nice drive to the basket by Swedlin, but she's blocked. I think Keeter got a hand on that one. Keeter off the marker across the timeline. Though that's Kettlehut. Either way, Rustlers on the offensive end. Here's Pawlowski on the wing. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds left in the third. Inside Fernholz slips. The defender got fouled. And we'll go back to the free throw line. Foul on Rachel Sherman is her second. Fernholz got around her, got the pass, and Sherman decided that wasn't going to be that easy. Sherman second, team's fourth of the second half, and Fernholz will rattle in the first free throw. Katie Fernholz ties us at 38, looking to give Miller the lead. Second free throw, airborne. Brothers will make a change as Fernholz comes out. And for the first time tonight will be Elise Brooks. 39-38, Miller by one, 15 seconds left here in the third as now the Warriors see their lead not only dissolve, but they now trail and a foul called on Miller. Abby Kettlehut whistled for her second. That'll be three on the team. Lob in the corner to Sherman, trying to get it back inside. Ball knocked away. Miller the steal. It'll be Monker the other way, trying to reach in and slap it away with Madison Frazier. And she'll get whistled for her first foul. So the Rustlers will set up to inbound with 7.5 seconds left in the third. And let's see who's coming in for the first time is Alexis Ritchie. Be part of the defensive specialty unit, apparently, to get rid of this third quarter clock. Down to 5-4-3. Here is Kettlehut for a long three and almost put it in, but it's not meant to be as the Rustlers' lead will stay at one. After three quarters, Miller not only comes back but regains the lead. Rustlers 39, Warriors 38. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. On Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Stay informed on what's happening at Huron Community Campus. Text the word campus to 42330. Receive messages for upcoming meetings, announcements, events, and cancellations. Text the word campus to 42330 and receive automatic messages about Huron Community Campus. Great for students or anyone interested in campus activities. For the latest Huron Community Campus information, text campus to 42330.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Curious, though, the Warrior fans wanted a jump ball, and I don't know if they necessarily have an argument on the play, but they have an argument the way the call was made. Is the players had locked up and had kind of swung each other around, so either they both have a hold of the ball or somebody committed a foul. And after the fact, they say, yes, the foul committed by Hollenbecker. Second team, six, so the Rutgers nearly in the bonus. 41-39 winner. Miller on the offensive end, though, trying to get it back to tie or maybe regain the lead. A lot of threes in this game tonight. Here's Keeter on the baseline. Shot, foul called, and a couple of free throws coming up for Annie Keeter. Foul again is on Sherman, so that's her third. A couple of free throws coming for Keeter. She is one for one from the line. She's got 5 points. First free throw, front iron, back iron, a little bit of window in there, but it's in. So Keeter gets it back to a one-point game, a chance to tie us at 41 with 6:07 to play in the game. Second free throw good. We're tied at 41. Inbounds to Bartles. Bartles across the timeline as Winner goes to work. 6 minutes to play. Well, in regulation, the way this one has been going. Here's Skyler the drive. Tried to leave it for Hollenbeck and a foul called on Miller. It'll be 5 team fouls on Miller. The Rustlers, by the way, are in the bonus with that last whistle. Fouls on Katie Fernholz, her third. Inbounds pass, given right back to Frazier for three. Got it. Maddie Frazier with back-to-back threes to open the fourth. Winner 44, Miller 41. Wortle across the timeline, a lob to Monker. Monker taking baseline. Here comes the double team. Gets it off to Fernholz. Fernholz the drive. Shot on the way, no good. Couple of players on the deck. Fernholz is one of them, and she kicks it out to Pawlowski. Pawlowski's pass knocked out by Bartles, and Miller will inbound. Well, a couple of players went to the floor hard on that. Stepping in was Rachel Sherman to try to draw the charge. Fernholz thought she'd get a block, and instead, no call, no shot. Miller will have it. Pass inside Keeter, back to Fernholz in the corner. Fernholz for Monker. Monker the drive, leaves it for Keeter, back into Fernholz again. Left side free throw line, drive by Fernholz, and a foul called. Smart move there by Katie Fernholz to recognize, trying to get to the rack, and at least get to the free throw line, and it's another foul on Rachel Sherman. So that's her fourth. Well, maybe not. They've got it up on the board. It's her third. Of course, she just got called for one here not long ago. Looks like it'll stay at three. I guess it was her third. Free throw for Fernholz. First is up and in. Miller 3 points here in the fourth, all from the free throw line. Fernholz ready for another. Second is on the way. That one is good. So back to a one-point game. 44-43 winner. 5:20 to play here in Miller. Inbounds to Bartles. Right back to Frazier. Frazier top of the key. Drives on Pawlowski. Back outside Hollenbeck to Frazier in the corner. Looks at three. Won't fire. Frazier starts to back down. Now the drive into the paint. Leaves it for Sherman who can't hit. Rebound grabbed by Kettlehunt. And a jump ball called on the board. We'll stay with Winner. Both groups of fans kind of letting the officials hear it a little bit. Miller thought they had a foul there, but the jump ball will go to Winner. Pass inside Sherman this time converts. Rachel Sherman with seven. 46-43, Warriors by three. 5 minutes to play here in Miller. Pass inside for Fernholz. Splits the double team, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound Sherman off to Bartles. Bartles off and running. Across the timeline, Bartles to the wing. Up top for Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck to drive, all the way to the basket, splits a double team, had it knocked away, picked up by Fernholz. Fernholz turns it up court for Miller. Fernholz across the timeline, leaves it for Wirtle, just left to the top of the key. Now Kettlehunt on the wing. Down in the corner, Schlechter, fakes on the two, redirect, long two, no good, rebound Sherman. Rustler shooters have gone cold here at the point, although they are perfect from the line in four attempts. They trail 46-43 with 4:10 to play. Here's Bartles on the right wing, down in the corner for Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck thought about the baseline. Instead up top for Hammerbeck, who finds Frazier. Frazier the drive, pulls up from 10 on the baseline, no good. Rebound hits the floor, as do a couple of players. Coming out with it was Wirtle, and now a jump ball is called, and Miller will have the possession arrow. Checking in for Winner. Gabriel Kocher. But keep an eye on her. She had two threes in the second, three twos in the third. She got a dozen off the bench for Winter. 46-43, Warriors by three. Midway point of the quarter, 3:50 remaining. Here's Wirtle across the timeline. A lob to Schlechter. Schlechter drive, jumps from 8 feet. Good. Schlechter with her first point since the second. We'll make it a one-point game. Warriors 46, Wrestlers 45. Here's the ball knocked away and a foul on Miller. Foul on Bonnegale Schlechter, her second, team sixth, so the winner and Warriors not quite in the bonus yet. They'll lob it in. Ball knocked away and stolen by Wirtle. Fernholz knocked it away. And then Wirtle had it knocked away by Frazier, and they're going to give it to the Warriors. Even Frazier's got the little grin on her face like, hey, that worked for us. Wow, so a tough break for the Miller Wrestlers, and we'll see how this affects them as they have got back to a one-point game. 46-45, winner lead. Here's a three by Kocher. Halfway down the can, came out to Wirtle. Wirtle the other way. Left side, a pass out to Schlechter. Schlechter cross court, Fernholz to drive, and a foul call will send Fernholz to the line for a 1-1. Fouls on Madison Frazier, her second. So to the free throw line. Katie Fernholz, first free throw is good, so she will earn the back end. Fernholz with 15 for the Wrestlers. One of a couple in double figures. Schlechter just knocked down that two to get herself to 10. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound will come out to Hammerbeck, and the Warriors off the run. And Hammerbeck coast to coast, pulls up just inside the free throw line. No good. Fernholz the rebound. Fernholz ahead to Wirtle. We're tied at 46 with 3 minutes left. Pass inside. Schlechter turns, fires, rattles halfway down and comes out. Better check these baskets here tonight. We've had that happening a lot on both ends. Here's Frazier to the other end. Scoop shot won't go. Foul called on the rebound is on Sherman. And we'll see if that's her fourth or if she is in fact fouled out. I think it'll be her fourth. They put it up on the big board last time as her third, but she had just got one, so I thought maybe that was the total there. They got it at four, so Fernholz to the line at the other end. First of a couple of free throws is good, and the Wrestlers back on top, 47-46. The Wrestlers a big 15-7 advantage in the third quarter, and now building one in the fourth as Fernholz knocks down another free throw. They had 7 of their 9 fourth quarter points have come from the line. They lead 48-46 with 2:45 to play. Kids, shoot your free throws. Practice your free throws. Here's Hollenbeck for three. Goals. Here's Kocher follows it in. Gabriel Kocher with 14. Nice follow there to tie us at 48 with 2:25 to play. Wirtle across the timeline. Wirtle on the wing. Down in the corner for Pulowski. Pulowski around the Wirtle. 20 on the shot clock. Back to Pulowski on the wing. They're trying to set up Fernholz to the post, but we'll see, doing a pretty good job in there at Sherman, although she does have four fouls. You get after it. Down the shot clock at 5. Pass inside, turn around by Schlechter at the free throw line. It's no good, but an offensive rebound. Miller, another look inside. Fernholz splits the double team, puts the left hand in off the glass. Fernholz, what a ball game for James Fernholz. 19, and now Miller back to a two-point lead. Bartles back it down at the other end. Going to leave it out for Hammerbeck. Hammerbeck to drive back out. Bartles for three. No good. Rebound Fernholz. Wrestlers with a minute 35 to play. Lead 50-48. Wrestlers going to talk it over. Minute 32 left in Miller. Miller back out top. 50-48. We're back with a winner possession in 1 minute. A 60-second timeout on 1210 KOKK.
thinking about something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts. Maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion. A hat, that's always a popular option. Even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at AmFam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
On their end, 50-48, Miller by 2. Shot clock is 15. Here's Wirtle, top of the key. Left side collector had to go off her hand, picked by Bartles. Bartles to the other end. A corner three for the lead. Frazier is no good. Fern holds the rebound. 1:03 to play. Miller up 50-48. Rustlers to the offensive end. Here's Fern Holtz. Leads it back for Kettle Hutt. Kettle Hutt, top of the key. Rustlers have had problems with the head of that 2-3 zone tonight. Here's a pass inside. Fernholz turns, fires, got it. Got it. Katie Fernholz, what a ball game. 21 for the freshman foes. A 4-point Miller lead, 35 seconds to play. Frazier's a high arcing runner at the other end. 8.25, 14 in the game for Frazier. Back to a 2-point affair. 36 seconds left. Rustlers 52, Warriors 50. We're going to keep it right here. While the Tigers, game of the night over on 1340 KIJV at Tiger 95. As remember, the Tiger girls at 8 o'clock tip-off tonight due to the fact that they are West River. And then another 8 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. As remember, they rescheduled that Friday-Saturday series for tonight and tomorrow night. So that's the action tonight and tomorrow night, and that's why they're tipping off so late. Over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95, as the Tigers are West River. Well, Miller and Winter putting on quite a show here. 52-50, the Rustlers lead by 2. 36 seconds remain in, well, regulation, the way this one has been going. And we're going to talk about some free throw shooting in the postgame. So the Rustlers are 7 of 8 in the quarter. They're 13 of 15 in the game that they lead by 2 with 36 seconds left. So, Fernholz, the handoff into Wirtle. Wirtle across the timeline, ball knocked away. Offensive foul on Wirtle. As trying to cross the timeline, she threw the pass and then kind of got into the defender. And they're going to ring her up for the offensive foul. That is interesting as they will set up for inbounding duties here. Winner will inbound with 31 seconds left and the shot clock, well, it'll be off. 52-50, the Rustlers lead by 2, but Winner now with the ball. Late offensive foul and a ball reaching and stolen away was Wirtle. Wirtle pulled the handoff between Frazier and Bartles. The jump ball, though, will stay with Winner. Now looks like Akers wants another timeout. 26 seconds left. Rustlers lead 52-50. Winner will have the ball when we come back in 30 seconds. We'll take a 30-second timeout on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
Welcome back to Miller. 26.9 on the game clock here. 52-50, Miller by 2, but Winner with the ball on their end. The Rustlers had it with a 2-point lead, but got an offensive foul called on them as they tried to break the full-court pressure from Winner. So the turnover back. back to the Warriors, and here we are. Winner trailing 52-50. And another timeout here by Akers. Are we going to foul away from the ball? We got a foul away from the ball. It'll be on Miller. It'll be on Shaylee Wirtle. That's her third, and now into the bonus are the Warriors. So now a one-and-one opportunity. It's Bella Swedland at the free throw line. A couple of big ones here. Swedland, a 5'8" seventh grader, figuring in the decision for winner, and the front end is no good. Rebounded by Miller. Rustler's Wirtle turns it up court, and boy, she got blocked right away, as we would expect. An immediate foul. It was Paula Swedland getting in her way, but for a split second, I think the Miller crowd just kind of hushed, as that was what happened last time, and Wirtle got rung up for the offensive foul. Double bonus time now for Miller, so Wirtle with a couple of big ones here. With 23 seconds left, Miller leads 52-50. Wirtle's first is up and in, and that's a big one. That makes it a three-point game. And Wirtle with a second could really make this tough. Changes here for Larry Aker and the Warriors. They get Swedland, Coacher, and Sherman all back in. Second free throw airborne. Rattles, but it's going to go. That's a big one. A two-possession game with 23 seconds left. Miller leads 54-50. Let's take a full timeout. Back in 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
Well, we made it through the holiday specials, so what's up now at Prostrello's in Huron? Well, for starters, we have a few 2016 models that have to go. Here's a Chevy Malibu, loaded and supplier priced, plus 0% for 60 months, only $386 per month. Get a Chevy half-ton Cruze Z71, discounted over $10,000, only $39,822. A Chevy three-quarter-ton Cruze with the Duramax diesel, supplier priced at $54,210. We'll see you at Prostrello Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
Welcome back to Miller. 54-50. The Rustlers by four. 23 seconds left. Winner will inbound quickly across the timeline to Solid Swedland. Swedland all the way to the basket. Runner is up and in. A two-point game and a timeout from Winner. I think we're just going to hold on to it right here. Now they're going to take a full timeout, so let's take 30. We'll take a 30-second break. A two-point game. Rustlers by two with 17 seconds left. They'll have the ball when we come back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Miller, 17 seconds remaining in regulation. Rustlers 54, Warriors 52. Miller, a 5-1 start to the year, and now lost five in a row. So they come in tonight 5-6, needing a win to get off the schneid. 54-52. They lead by two, 17 seconds left. They'll have to get it, well, at least a half court. And they have had problems getting that done tonight. Here's Fernholz on the inbounds, bring it into Wirtle in the corner. Wirtle breaks for the timeline. Foul by Bartles, and they'll just try to send the Rustlers to the line, and that might not be the smartest decision. The Rustlers are 15 of 17 from the free throw line tonight. 54-52, Miller by two, 13 seconds left, and we'll go to the line with Shaylee Wirtle. Wirtle's first free throw is up and no good. Wirtle with 9 out on the night. She'll try to make it a three-point game as Winter checks in all of their three-point shooters. As Wirtle steps to the free throw line for one more. Second is in the air. Came up short. Rebound by Frazier. Here come the Warriors. Warriors down two. Frazier coast to coast. Left it for Sherman. Sherman's with 10 on the baseline is good. Miller, 2 seconds, 1 second. Wirtle not even going to get a shot off. And we're going to overtime. Tied at 54 after regulation. Come on, we're back in 1 minute for an extra session on Dakota Sports. 12-10, KOKK.
Hey, it's a new year. How about a new home? Contact Real Estate Connection in Huron for listings, or you can also follow Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram. It's a new year. Get a new home with Real Estate Connection in Huron.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Enough, so let's try another half. 4 minutes on the clock. Overtime here in Miller. Rustlers 54, Warriors 54. Winner a 7-point lead with a minute and a half to play, or 2 minutes to play. Miller a 4-point lead with 45 seconds to play. And this has been an ebb and flow kind of game, a game of runs. Tied at 54, set for an overtime section. The officials waiting for something for the scorers table. They got what they needed. Sherman and Fernholz in the center circle. We're ready for a tip-off for an extra session here in Miller. Now the official stops him again. He had to have a word with Wirtle and Bartles about positioning on the inbound. It is the inbound. Fernholz tips it back, and the Miller Rustlers will have the first look in overtime. Got a lot on the wing right side. Up top for Wirtle. Wirtle cross-court back to Kettlehut. Kettlehut on the right side. They're trying to get it inside. Here's Fernholz at the free throw line. Fernholz the drive. Wraps around the pass. Pawlowski for three. Yes, she got it. Pawlowski from downrange. Her third three. Down, just downrange it. Long range, downtown, however you like it. Wirtle at the other end trying to steal the ball away. I think she did steal it. And then a winner foul. It is. It's a foul on Bartles, her fourth. Double bonus time, so a couple of free throws coming for Wirtle. Actually, that might be the fifth. It is the fifth. Bartles is fouled out of this game. She will sit down with 3:26 to play in the extra session. Bella Swedland will come in her place. And again, Bella Swedland on the floor quite a bit tonight, and she is a seventh grader. How about them apples? Bella Swedland, a 5'8" seventh grader. Plenty of playing time for the Winter Warriors. Wirtle's second free throw is up and good. So Wirtle will make it a 4-point Miller lead here in overtime. Swedland 5 points tonight, knocked down the three and the two. Top of the key, here's Frazier, handoff for Swedland. Bella high off the window, gets that one to go. Swedland with seven, and the Miller lead in overtime, 2 points. 58-56 Rustlers, 3:05 to play in the extra session. Wirtle out near the center circle. Shaley down to the right wing, bounces it down to Schlechter in the corner, thought about the baseline, shut down. Back outside, Wirtle on the left wing. Left corner for Pawlowski, looked at three, won't fire. Now Wirtle flips the defender off to Kettlehut. Kettlehut on the right wing, up top Wirtle, inside Fernholz to the free throw line. Fernholz just about had it knocked away, turns and fires, came up short. Rebound Schlechter, and a foul will send Vonnegut Schlechter to the free throw line. And we'll see who this is on. If that's Sherman, it is not. It's Sidney Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck's third. Miller well into the double bonus. So a couple of free throws for Schlechter, up and good. Warriors. Second free throw, back iron pops out. Offensive rebound by Wirtle. Timeout called by Schlechter to hold on to the basketball. 59-56 Miller. 2:38 to play in OT, and we'll take a quick 30-second break. Back in 30 on 1210 KOKK.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
Back to Miller, ball knocked away off the inbounds. Now a couple of players on the deck. The officials come in, they say jump ball. And this will be Miller ball on their end. 2:33 to play. Rustlers 59, Warriors 56. The official now to the scorer's table, and I think they're trying to determine if the shot clock was in the right position. I think they're going to give the ball to Winner. Sure, it's right, and it'll be Winner ball, so they must not have changed the shot clock after an earlier possession. So it'll go back to Winner off the jump ball. 59-56, Miller leads by three. 2:33 to play in overtime, and they'll inbound to Frazier in the backcourt. Frazier, the bounce off for Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck to hand off to Swedlin. Swedlin a long two. That one is off the mark. And the ball knocked away, and I think a foul called on Winner. And this foul is on the Rustlers. The Abby Kettle Hut, her third, and everybody kind of went running up court there, looking like it was on the Winner Warriors. Here's the first free throw for Hammerbeck, no good, but an offensive rebound by Swedlund. She'll go right back to the line as Erin Moncker picks up her third. So free throws for Bella Swedlund. Swedlund 0 for 1 tonight. She's got 7 points off the bench. Make it 8 if she's good on the first free throw. Winner Warriors in this game are 4 out of 9 from the free throw line. Second free throw is airborne. That one is good. 59-58. Miller by one. 2:10 to play in overtime. Here's Fernholz across midcourt. Trying to dump it off. Now needs somebody to come help her out. Bounces it off to Wirtle. Wirtle right wing about 5 feet back at the three-point line. Wirtle now needs to dump it off. Finds Schlechter in the corner. Here comes the double team pass. Tipped and stolen. Frazier the other way. Frazier's got Swedlin trailing. She'll leave it off for Sherman, who picks it up top of the key. And a three from Kocher. And that one is good. Gabriel Kocher from downtown. Warriors lead 61-59. And the Rustlers want a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We're in overtime in Miller. Back in 30 on Dakota Sports. 1210 KOKK.
Thinking about something personalized and unique like personalized wedding t-shirts. Maybe a t-shirt for a family reunion. A hat, that's always a popular option. Even lawn chairs. That's right, lawn chairs. The Miller Press has you covered on all fronts. What about a cool color t-shirt supporting your favorite local race car driver? And then, of course, there's the standard calling cards that let your friends know where to find you. Call the Miller Press today or just stop on in. The great folks at the Miller Press will help you with all your printing needs.
Welcome back to Miller. 1 minute and 42 seconds remain in this overtime session. The Miller Rustlers and the Winner Warriors, 54 points through regulation. The Warriors 7 in overtime, a 3 from Kocher, 4 from the 7th grader Swedlin. Miller 5 points here, Pulowski a 3 and a free throw apiece for Vonnegut Schlechter and Shaley Wirtle. Miller will inbound in the backcourt, trailing 61-59. Pass across the timeline quickly to Moncker to break up the 10-second call, and the Rustlers will get it across easily with 90 seconds to play. So trailing by two. Here's Schlechter, or Kettlehut, rather. Kettlehut off to Schlechter. Vonnegut's shot rattles out. Rebound picked up by Swedlin, and then she fell, turning it up court, and Miller's going to get it back, and then Swedlin calls for the foul as she tried to reach in and knock it away. Was trying to stop that from happening there as they were going to get a layup, and now we've got Katie Fernholz at the free throw line. Fernholz is 7 out of 8. First free throw, no good. So the Rustlers, through regulation, were 15 of 19 from the free throw line, and now 2 for 4 here in OT. Another free throw for Wordle. Fernholz, rather, is no good. Rebound picked up by Winter, and now the Warriors, with a minute 10 to play in overtime, leading 61-59. And a chance to add on to that lead with less than a minute left in OT. Here's Frazier in the corner. Frazier the handoff to Swedlin. Swedlin picking baseline, shut down by Wordle. Up top for Kocher, 10 on the shot clock. Out near the timeline now, Madison Frazier. Frazier the drive. Leaves it for Swedlin. Swedlin on the right wing. Working on Wordle, shot clock to 2, stolen away. Wordle the other way. Stop. Conker outside to Schlechter. Inside, outside, long two from Kettlehut. Got it. Big three from Abby Kettlehut. Tied at 61, 30 seconds left in overtime. Swedlin top of the key. Going to work on Wordle. Corner three by Frazier. Nope. Drive. Shot blocked by Fernholz. Fernholz back to Wordle. Miller a chance to win it, or at least get the lead in OT. 17 seconds left in overtime, tied at 61. Rustlers will have it on their end when we come back in 30 seconds. Back in 30 on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at AmFam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
Remaining tied at 17 seconds remaining in overtime session number one. Tied at 61. The Rustlers will set to inbound coming off the timeout. They'll inbound right in front of their own bench, so they're already on their own end. 17 seconds left in overtime. Kettlehut will bring it in as the Rustlers will try to pick up an overtime victory. Pass into Wordle. Wordle top of the key, left wing to Monker. Monker back up top for Wordle. Monker on the left wing, back and forth. 8 on the game clock. Here's Wordle. Outside to Kettlehut. Kettlehut the drive. Monker fires up a 3. No good. And we're going to double overtime. After an extra session, we're tied at 61. Let's try another 4 minutes. Back to Miller in 1 minute. On Dakota Sports, 1210, KOKK.
Nelson's HB Seeds is proud to serve the Miller and Hand County area and wish best of luck to the Rustlers. Now's the time to look into your seed for next year. Nelson HB Seed has winter wheat and spring wheat available, plus Kruger corn and soybean seed. Nelson HB Seed and Miller can also treat your seed. Call 853-3025, 853-3025 for more information. Best of luck to the Rustlers from Nelson HB Seed in Miller.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
Session. second extra session set to get underway now, tied at 61. And for the third time tonight, Miller wins the tip. Wirtle in the backcourt, left wing to Monker. Monker inside Fernald, split the double team, leaves it off in the corner. Wirtle for three, got that one. Shaley Wirtle with the double overtime triple. Here's the answer at the other end, and that one is good. Morgan Hammerbeck from downtown, dueling threes, and we're tied at 64. Ball knocked away from Schlechter, but Bonnegale will find the handle. Across the sideline for Pulowski. Pulowski, a long two is good. Yeah, Pulowski knocked down a three in overtime. Another two here. She's got 11 in the game. Miller leads 66-64, 3:05 to play in double OT. Swedlund from the corner. Frazier, the handoff back to Bella Swedlund. Swedlund is a seventh grader. Here's a rise up to three. No good. Long rebound out to Wirtle. And at times you can tell Swedlund is a seventh grader, that she has shot the ball an awful lot tonight, and sometimes early in the shot clock, but she's got some serious skills. That's a name you're going to be hearing a little bit of. Basket, stolen away by Frazier. Winner takes it away again. That has happened a lot tonight. Winner very active, good hands on the defensive side of the ball, and they have created a lot of havoc, a lot of turnovers. Left wing Kocher for three off the mark. Long rebound out to Wirtle, and she's fouled by Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Well, not quite. That's her third foul. Shaley Wirtle at the free throw line. Wirtle two out of four in the fourth quarter, one out of two in overtime, 50-50 for the game and three out of six. Already a three here to put her at 13. That'll make 14 if she's good on the first free throw. So Miller by three. And another opportunity here for Wirtle to push it to a two-possession lead. Still plenty of time. 2:20 to play at double OT, and Wirtle is good on the second. 68-64. Miller by four. 2:15 to play in double overtime. Here is Frazier from 10 feet. No good. Rebound Schlechter. Schlechter and Wirtle playing catch. I thought they were going to play catch in the backcourt, but Wirtle will take it across the timeline with Frazier in tow. Monker top of the key. Left wing to Wirtle. Cross court to Pulowski. Pulowski inside. Knocked away and stolen. Another steal by Frazier. Frazier, though, trapped in the backcourt. Here comes Bella Swedlund to help her out. Swedlund back across the timeline. Down to the right corner, it's Sherman. Sherman thinking about the baseline drive. Swings it back out to Swedlund, who fires a deep ball. What are you talking about? Bella Swedlund, the NBA distance three, as the Rutgers lead is 1-68-67. Are you kidding me? Fernholz, halfway down the lane, the jumper's good. Fernholz has had a whale of a game, 23 now for the freshman. Down at the other end, nice drive, and it looks easy for Frazier. She takes it all the way in for two. 70-69, Miller's lead one with a minute four left in our second overtime tonight. Left wing, Monker looks at three, won't fire. Fernholz inside. Corner three, Schlechter got it. Unbelievable. Bonnegale Schlechter from downtown. Miller's lead four with 45 seconds left. Frazier the other way, stuck down in the corner by Schlechter. Step back for another deep three. This one airmailed and out of bounds, and the Miller fans are going to want to hear it. Changes made now with 36 seconds left in double overtime. Miller leading 73-69, and the Rustlers will inbound as Coach Larry Aker going to make some changes here. In fact, a bunch of them for the Winter Warriors. Sherman, the only player that's going to stay out there, while her and Morgan Hammerbeck joined out there by the defensive specialist and those with less fouls. Here is one of those. Samantha Schuyler, that's her first. The double bonus happened, I don't know, a couple of half a quarters ago, and we are in the second overtime session. Rustlers a 73-69 lead, 33 seconds to play in our second. back in overtime, and now free throw for Schlechter, and the first is good. So the Rustlers back to that free throw shooting streak. They're 3-for-3 here in our second overtime. Schlechter ready for another free throw. Second free throw is airborne, and that one is good. That's a couple of big ones. 75-69, a six-point Miller lead. I think that's their biggest lead of the game. They take that lead with 33 seconds left in our second overtime session. I got a timeout here on the floor, but we're going to keep it here in Miller. Check and see if we have a Mirror Family Air Care scoreboard update. Let's see, trying to get a Tiger Girls score. Nope, nothing there. All right, well, the Mirror Family Air Care does bring us our scoreboard update. Mirror Family Air Care, text or call 883-HAIR. Cuts, colors, perms, whatever you need with your hair, the Mirror Family Air Care can take care of you. Mirror Family Air Care, downtown Huron. Text or call 883-HAIR. For the Mirror Family Air Care. They bring us our scoreboard updates. Unfortunately, no scores to pass along yet. 75-69, though, there's a score for you. The Rustlers lead by 6 with 30 seconds left in our second overtime session tonight here from Miller. Schlechter splits a double team and scoops it up and in. Remember that name, folks. Bella Schlechter. That's a name you're going to be hearing. 75-71, the Miller Rustlers. A four-point lead, 26 seconds remain in our second overtime, and Miller will have the ball coming off another timeout. Well, after tonight, I'm off till next week. I know Duffy is right back at it tomorrow night as the Tiger Girls make the West River trip to play Stevens and Central tonight and tomorrow night. Remember, that's generally a Friday-Saturday trip. We had some inclement weather around that time, and they rescheduled it to a Monday-Tuesday. So 26 seconds remain in our second overtime session. Miller set to inbound to, of course, some pressure here. 75-71. Rustlers lead by 4. See if we don't get an immediate foul. I would assume so. They bring it in to Wirtle. No, they're going to wait. Bernholz ahead to Schlechter. Back to Wirtle. Wirtle across the timeline, and now they'll commit the foul. It'll be Gracie Littow, her second. So Wirtle will go to the free throw line. Wirtle ready. 5 here in our second overtime session, and Wirtle's first free throw is off front iron and no good. Wirtle ready for another free throw. Second free throw is airborne. It rattles, and that's not going to go. So still a four-point game with 15 seconds here. Schlechter for 3. Front iron and no good. A long rebound out to Kettlehut. Got tied up. And a jump ball will go to Winner. So Winner will inbound with 10 seconds left. Miller leading 75-71 in our second overtime of the night. Schlechter, quick 3, got it. Bella Schlechter, 8 in our second overtime session, 12 in overtime combined, 17 in the game for the 7th grader, Bella Schlechter, and like as the pressure has got more and more, she has come on stronger and stronger. Again, she has 8 of their 13 points here in our second overtime. She had 4 of their 7 in our first overtime. Schlechter having herself a whale of a game. On the other side, take a look at Katie Bernholz. 23 points in the game tonight. Bernholz has contributed in every quarter but the second as the Winter Warriors thought to have her contained, and then she started into the free throw line. Wrestlers, I think, have four players in double figures tonight. We'll take a look at that in the postgame show. And then we got Schlechter with 16. Wordle has 15. And as I mentioned, Bernholz 23. So the wrestlers inbound with 6.8 seconds left. 75-74, Miller by one. Inbound, kicked back out by Hollenbeck. So Miller will inbound once again. Again, shot clock well off. 6.8 seconds left in our second overtime session. Miller leads by one. Got to get it in for some free throws. It's Schlechter. Quickly fouled by Swedlin. And with 5.6 seconds left, we'll see if somebody can get out of here with a victory. Tied at 54 after regulation, tied at 61 after the first overtime. And now with 5.5 seconds left in our second overtime, the Wrestlers a one-point lead. Schlechter a couple of free throws. The first is no good. So Schlechter with one more. Try to make it a two-point Miller lead with 5.5 seconds remaining in our second overtime session. Montague Schlechter ready. Second free throw up and in. Winner will set up, trailing by two with 5 seconds left in OT. Hollenbeck to the free throw line. Swedlin for the win. He got it. Unbelievable. A three by Gabby Kosher. And the Winter Warriors will win this double overtime thriller 77-76. Unbelievable finish here in Miller. Warriors win 77-76. Gary's Auto Glass postgame show comes your way after a timeout of 3 minutes. Time to go to sports, 1210 KOKK.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Stop into Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
Have you shot Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Heron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
3-5 with the win here tonight. They win 77-76 on a buzzer-beating three by Gabriel Kocher, her fourth three of the evening. Also, a second half littered with bench scoring. They got a lot of their scoring off the bench tonight. Kocher came off the bench, not only the game winner, but would lead all scorers, would lead her team. Also, Bella Swedlin, a seventh grader, came off the bench, performed phenomenal throughout this game. She ends up right there in the lead. They have three players in double figures, a couple more awful close as the winner Warriors win by the final of 77-76. So we'll take a look individually for the Warriors. Again, they go to 9-5 with the win. They had off the bench 46 of their 77 points. Morgan Hammerbeck with 6 points. She was 1 of 3 from the line. Abby Martz put in 3. Two more bench players in double figures. How about Bella Swedlin, the seventh grader I keep mentioning, 17 points. 8 of those, a pair of threes and a 2, came in the second overtime session. 4 of them, including 2 of 2 from the line, came in overtime. 17 points in the ballgame. 12 of them in the overtime sessions for the seventh grader Bella Swedlin, and she had 17 off the bench. 2 of 3 from the line. Gabriel Kocher led them with 20, knocked down the game-winning 3. Three of the starters in the scoring column, Sydney Hollenbeck, 6 points tonight. Rachel Sherman ended up with 9 points, 1 of 1 from the line. And Madison Frazier, she had herself a game as well, 16 points. Actually make it 18 points for the winner Warriors. So Madison Frazier, 18. Rachel Sherman, 9. Gabriel Kocher, 20. Bella Swedlin, 17. The winner Warriors scored 14 in the first, 17 in the second, 7 in the third, 16 in the fourth, 7 in the first overtime, and 16 in the second overtime. 77 total points, and they go 5 of 10 from the charity stripe. For the wrestlers, the slide continues. They started this season 5-1. Then they lost 5 in a row to get to 5-6. Looks like they might have get a victory here tonight, but it'll go down as their 6th straight defeat, as they will fall to 5-7 on the season. They got 3 of their 76 off the bench. Erin Monka with a point, 1 of 2 from the line. Abby Kettlehut scored 2 for the wrestlers. All 5 starters scored, 4 of them in double figures, and one more awful close. Andy Keeter had 7. Keeter was 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Tina Pawlowski had 11 points in the game tonight. Shaylee Wirtle had 15. Wirtle had 5 in the second overtime, 6 in overtime overall. Wirtle, 15 points, 5 of 10 from the line. Montegale Schlechter put in 17 points. She had 6 in the second overtime. She went 5 of 6 from the line, and leading all scorers in this one, the freshman Katie Fernholz. Fernholz ends up with 23 points in the game, 7 of 10 from the line. Rustlers put up 13 in the first, 11 in the second, 15 in the third, 15 in the fourth, 7 in the first overtime, and 15 in the second overtime. 76 points in the game tonight for the Miller Rustler girls, and they go 22 of 32 from the free throw line, but fall in a double overtime thriller, 77-76, to the winner Warriors. Gary Zalano Glass, our postgame show sponsor. Let's send it back to the studios and hear from them, and then we'll come back to Miller and wrap it up. Miller Rustlers lose a heartbreaker, 77-76. To the winner Warriors. You're listening to the Gary Zell Auto Glass Post Game Show on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Here, we'd like to thank our post-game show sponsor, Gary Zell Auto Glass, for helping us bring you the post-game show. And a lot of numbers to pass along here tonight as this one ends up going 2 extra sessions. And it takes a Gabriel Kocher 3-pointer at the buzzer to win it for the winner Warriors. Your final score here tonight, 77-76. Remember, Jeff over with the Tiger Girls on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. And he'll be back with more tomorrow night as the Tiger Girls out there for the Monday, Tuesday, the reschedule from earlier this season. So you can tune in over there on Tiger 95 at 1340 KIJV. He'll be live there tomorrow night once again. I'm off for the rest of this week. Back at it next week on Dakota Sports. Thanks for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank, of course, you, the listener. We'd like to thank Kayla, our engineer, back at the studio. We'd like to thank the Miller School District for a spot to sit. I'd like to thank Coach Larry Aker there from Winter for a quick talk before the game. Aaron Zeller, I'd like to thank him as well, and the Miller School District, of course, for a place for us to sit. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, which we will do in just a moment. Well, it took two extra sessions here as the Miller Rustlers dropped their sixth in a row, this time a heartbreaker here at home to the Winter Warriors in double overtime, the final Winter 77, Miller 76. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by